Module 3, Parents Are Your Essential Partners. Session 4, Surefire Strategies for Involving Parents. Objective: develop effective methods for getting parents involved in lots of different ways. Want to know the secret to involving parents? Talk to them. Seriously, make it the first thing you do. Not by phone and certainly not by email. Talk to the parents face to face. There is nothing more important than taking the time to have a personal conversation with a parent whose child is interested in learning more about God and the church. This personal conversation tells the parent and the child that you are interested in them. Take time to listen to their story and find out what it is that they seek. This essential step will not only give you some basic information about the child, it will impress and begin to build a strong, trusting relationship with the family. A friendly welcome. Here are some tips for that first conversation. Don't delay. Contact the parent within 24 hours, sooner if possible, to show your interest and concern. Talk to the parent and child together. This shows you take a very personal interest in the child. Talk to the child directly, not just to the parent. Spend a few minutes talking to the parent privately. This allows for the parents to speak to you alone and give confidential insights or information that they don't want to say in front of their children. Tip: have an age-appropriate activity and snack for the child or children to do while you speak to the parent, and don't keep a child waiting too long. Make the conversation casual and comfortable. Sit in comfortable chairs, not behind your desk. Option: meet in the inquiring family's home. This can give you some good insights and may be helpful for families with young children. Wait until the end of the conversation to get detailed information like telephone number, address, and email. Be sure to give the parent all of your contact info. Ways for parents to participate. During your initial conversation with the parents, give them a brief, non-threatening overview of your expectations. Be firm, but kind, about the facts that parents are expected to participate. Let them know if you expect them to come to every session, or if there are only certain sessions that parents are expected to attend. Intergenerational sessions. Yes, parents should participate in some of your formation sessions. Intergenerational family sessions are the best way for parents to be actively engaged in their child's faith formation. I'll give you a blueprint for this type of session in Module 6, but some of the activities include one-on-one discussion between parent and child, small and large group discussions and activities, a model art activity, how to use music and video, or how to introduce prayer and meditation. In addition to family sessions, there will be times when you meet separately with parents. You may do this as a breakout group within your larger intergenerational sessions, and you may choose to have gatherings for adults only. Here are other ways for parents to be actively engaged throughout the process of initiation. Prayer. In some of your formation sessions, model various types of prayer. Give parents suggestions and guidelines on how to pray at home with their children. Some parents will be very natural and comfortable with this. Others will need more guidance. Faith sharing at home. Give parents suggestions of ways they can share faith at home. Send home suggestions for activities and discussion starters they can do at home. I often make a take-home sheet to go along with whatever we are discussing. You can also look at Friends on the Way for some good take-home ideas. To see more about Friends on the Way, go to teamrcia.com/friendsontheway. Boxed inset. Fun fact. Gene Hunt provides fun and creative activities for families to do at home. Notice the title specifies for Catholic children, so you may not want to give this book directly to parents. Celebrating Saints and Seasons. Hundreds of Activities for Catholic Children. Cincinnati, St. Anthony Messenger Press, 2010. Discernment. Faith Formation Assessment. Involve the parents in discerning the faith formation needs of the child. Has the child been baptized, and what kind of formation has he or she received? Go to Exercise 4 for more tips on discerning with parents. For the rites. Prior to the rite of acceptance and the rite of election, parents need to have an intimate role in discerning the readiness of their child for the next stage in the process of initiation. We'll give you discernment guides in later modules. presenting and testifying at the rites. As mentioned earlier, parents present their children during the major liturgical rites. Preparation for the rites. The spiritual preparation before the rites is also essential for parents. Reflection after the rites. The reflection after the rites helps parents to talk about the liturgical experience with their children. As we work through the other modules, we'll give you other examples of how parents are constitutive to the process. For now, let's conclude this module on parents with exercise 4.